gentlemen, I'm back, man. I'm out here with a new series. This is going to be called Uneducated Guess. This is going to be my first episode. Now, the reason I've given it that title is because I'm going to be doing a lot of psychoanalyzing and, just taking down perspectives and ideologies and things like that from my own, like, viewpoint and my own analysis. But therefore, since I'm this is called uneducated guess for a reason. But since I'm not a medical professional, you know, to diagnose anybody or to talk about a problem or a societal issue without, you know, listing credentials of expertise, particularly in any medical field or economic field, you know, I'm going to have to call this my uneducated guess. Now, my first video, my first explanation I want to kind of give is the explanation of MGTOW without the shaming language, because you've heard it all. Y'all have heard it. I mean, even you red pill guys, if you're not a red pill or if you're a feminist and you don't like the manosphere and you hear about this little sect called MGTOW, your first instinct is, you know, these are virgins. These are guys who are sexually frustrated. These are guys who can't get women, who get rejected, and they're just bitter, hurt, and angry. You know, but is that really the case? I mean, Big John, some of these bigger name MGTOWs, Paul Proteus, Coach Greg Adams. Now, some of these guys may not directly identify as MGTOW. They may tag their videos with it. But at the end of the day, the red pill, the manosphere, it's all the same thing. And they want to take self-ownership. And one of the things that they're trying to do, and that MGTOW specifically identifies for themselves, is like, hey, marriage is off the table. All this stuff where women just legally reign over men, they want it off the table. And I, as a man who's done it all, as far as that may be concerned, as far as family courts are concerned, I've been inside one. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. I've seen all that shit happen. First-hand experience. I am honestly in no way, shape, or form do I have smoke for the ideology of MGTOW. As a matter of fact, if you could give me the DeLorean, I would undo most of everything. Romantically, I would do everything I've ever done in my life. And this isn't anti-woman. The first thing a lot of people hear and see when they talk about any MGTOW or manosphere stuff is like, well, the narrative is just too deeply ingrained in your brain. You guys are NPCs. CNN has programmed you. And this isn't even a bipartisan issue, because conservatives are very anti-male too. The issue is anti-male society. It has nothing to do with the hatred of women. But to talk about male freedom is interpreted as the hatred of women, because it actually puts women puts the responsibility for their own provision on women's shoulders. Like, you want all these things, you want men to take care of you and all that, etc. Well, be responsible for yourself. The taxpayer and men in general should not be responsible for you, period. I don't know why. Can somebody, like, seriously, get online and message this podcast. Tell me why. Why in the fuck is that a sexist implication when I say this? And I'm going to repeat it. Why is it when I imply a woman should take care of herself? Sexist. If women want sole custody, because the vast majority of you chicks out here, you do, that's all you care about. The vast majority of women, they want sole custody, right? You want to be able to reign over the children. You don't want the father to have any say-so. None. His job is to give you money and that's it, to support you. Because the government has decided, because you possess a vagina, that you are a better parent. No matter what. You could be a crack whore, and the dude could be an Ivy Leaguer, and the government has already stepped in and said, because of your vagina, you're the better parent. Am I sexist for saying that that's not right, and it should be looked at on an individual basis? No. I'm not. And you're fucking crazy to even apply such a thing. And you're double speaking. Ladies, let's clear it up right now. I see through your bullshit. And you can call me a virgin. You can talk about sex. This ain't about virginity. If I could take my V card back and not have children, I would. Give it back. Happily. I'll take it back. But to sit there and use that as some type of measuring stick for manhood, that's another thing that pisses me off. But we're not going to talk about female validation right now. For those who want to know or don't know, female validation is the concept that a man's adulthood, humanity, value is all tied to in the ability to get, basically that a woman has to validate his existence. Therefore, an unmarried man in his 30s, you know, they get the snarls, the weird looks from people in society. Maybe a guy is a virgin late in his life and he's not good with women. Happens, right? You know, it's a part of life. 80-20, all that other shit, but let's not talk about the 80-20 rule. Let's just say for a fact that there are going to be a lot of men out there who are unable to get anything romantically. And that's fine. I don't know. That's just the cards that life deals some people, and they got to deal with it. I mean, the same thing for fat women. But you guys have the whole fat acceptance movement to kind of get fat women laid. But luckily, there are, you know, average guys who will settle down for a fat woman. Or some of these male virgins will settle down for a fat woman. But outside of the guys who actually get the fat women, like your military guys, hate to say it, you know, those male virgins out there. But again, we get into that bullshit where we're talking about female validation. And the idea for MGTOW was to get away from female validation and internally validate yourself. Because, you know, sidebar on that point real quick, to be a woman is to turn age 18. To be a man is to have sex with X number of women, depending on what's over arbitrary standard the individual person who's judging you as a human being or judging your opinion or particularly trying to debunk your opinion with ad hominem bullshit like, well, you've only had sex with 20, 30 people. So it's ad hominem shit. It's bullshit. It's an apex fallacy and you're just moving the goalposts. Because I remember, like, this is like Solo TV 84. This person who's not a, I'm not even going to say he's not a man, but this person has that logical fallacy bullshit ingrained in his brain, because he'll argue with somebody and his point is like, what are you, bitch? What are you, bitch? No matter what you tell that bitch, he's just going to come out and say he bitches more and you're weak. How many women have you slept with? If I were to tell him the true number, he would just, you know, it's the apex fallacy. They'll move the goalposts. They'll tell you to kick a 40-yard field goal, and they'll move the goalpost to 43. Then you'll tell them, oh, well, I can drill at 46, and they'll move the goalpost to 50 yards. But then you'll find somebody, you'll go get somebody to maybe who maybe agrees with you, who can kick 54-yard field goals, and they'll move the goalpost out 56 yards. You're never going to make these people happy. And that's why female validation, particularly when you're talking about male adulthood, is bullshit. It is absolute bullshit. And if you're going to sit here and complain with the feminism shit about how women are objectified, well, yeah. Men are going to be out here raping you and objectifying you because you've attached their adulthood to your vagina. Period. But, to be clear, back on what I was talking about, I think I was covering a little bit of my argument for why I think some men may be anti-child support. And I am anti-child support. I have children. I pay this shit. But I'm against the forcible wage slavery. And child support is nothing short of forcible wage slavery. How can it be anything less or anything more, right? You're telling me that the man has no say in the child's life. Because this is what we're talking about, right? He has no authority, but he's responsible for the child. How does that make sense? If you as a woman, or anybody, if you as a parent, or sole custody, you know, one of those people who want sole custody, everybody wants sole custody, right? So you want sole custody. So you should be solely responsible for that child. Because you have the ability and power to deprive that man of, you know, visitation. You can pretty much do the visitation however the fuck you want. Whatever you feel. And the problem with letting people do things how they feel is women feel something different. Every 10 seconds, a woman feels something different. Women don't mature as far as getting away from their fucking feelings until they're like 60 years old. Women are like fat people that need to have a heart attack and an amputation before they lose weight. Women are like broke motherfuckers that don't want to get a job until they're 35. They don't make sound, smart, well-constructed decisions until it's too fucking late. And that's why we have bullshit like the welfare state in place. But that's not what this episode is about. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to switch over to another beat and get this cough dealt with. Hold up. Now, to get off of that stuff, because I was just getting into what I'm going to be critical of, you know, women and a lot of people in America and young people for. Now, those responses to the manosphere and the red pill, a lot of them are emotional in their apex fallacies. So they want to go to the top. What an apex fallacy is, somebody who's going to use, like if you tell a fat person to lose weight, particularly a woman, if you tell a really big woman that she should lose weight, well, she's going to point to, well, I'm never going to look like, I don't know, who's an IG model, like Jen Seltzer. I'm never going to look like Jen Seltzer or Jenna Marbles or whoever else is the hot IG model of the day. Since she knows she's never going to look like that, she's like, there's no point in losing weight. And she still feels cute because men will still fuck her while she's 700 pounds. Well, women don't consider the fact that men will have sex with a goddamn two wet sponges and a fucking stuffed in a Pringles can. Like, you can literally make a sex toy. I hate to give guys tips on making sex toys, but you can literally take two sponges, stuff them in a Pringles can, and then glad wrap the sponges a medical glove, right? And loop that shit up. And like, men will fuck that. Men will fuck a Pringle can stuffed with sponges. And women think because they can get laid by men that that has made them special. As a matter of fact, like I just talked about with male humanity, the bar for being a good woman is so low, it's not even funny. Like, to be a woman, you can be comatose and still produce a child. And I'm not saying children are a woman's only contribution to society, but it's one of the most important ones, that's for damn sure. I mean, if women want to provide and protect, then they need to actually start doing that. I've never argued against women's rights, but my argument is that they should actually take responsibility for the rights that they want. They want to sit here and say that they're equal to and better than men. Fine, you're better than men at some things. There are differences in skills and what each gender is good at, right? But then to turn around and anything where they're disadvantaged, we have to make a law to kind of cut those men down so these women can do better. Like, wait, what? Why the fuck do we need a law for that? And what about men of color? You're spending so much time trying to take white men down that you take down men of color. Well, those men are straight, so fuck them too. Okay, so at that point, I'm like, we have nothing to discuss. I pat you on the head like the little retard that you are, and I walk the fuck away. Because there's no point in having that discussion. Absolutely none. You're a brainless idiot, and you're from fucking the Stone Age, the way you think. And you can go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit if you're a redneck Florida person with 10 teeth, and you wear a fucking camouflage hat like you're unique, which you're not. You're like every other white person with your camouflage hat and boots. Or if you're fucking a woke liberal black person, and you're a parent of men and women in the black community, you have a parent of multiple kids by multiple people. You need to shut the fuck up. Both of these groups of people, because you're both from two sides of the same coin, and you're both full of shit. Now, all that being said, MGTOW. What this episode is about is the explanation of MGTOW without all the shaming language. I have to open up by covering the bullshit, because I know your brains, those of you who are listening, those of you who aren't, a red pilled yet or anything like that, your brain's gonna go to that as soon as you hear anything like MGTOW and the manosphere. And I have to break this shit down and explain it in the direction that I do, because people are really fucking stupid. And I'm not calling you stupid, but if you're one of those people that have some ignorant insult to respond as a response for everything that somebody may offer you as an explanation for their ideology or something that they may believe in, like, number one, stop it. Stop being a fucking asshole. And stop being an intellectual coward. Because that's what that is. If you have to call, name call. Because we're all adults here. Here's the thing. We're adults. Hopefully some of y'all are actually adults. Excuse me. We're all over 18 here, right? You're legally adults. And if you're not, welcome to the show. But I'm talking to the adults right now. Hey. Everybody here listening, y'all are legally 18 and up, if you are. And all that means you're an adult. So as an adult, if your foundation for any argument you may have, or any point you want to make, or any thoughts you may have is an insult, is name-calling, like, really? Name-calling? How fucking old are you, man? Okay. So, the actual uneducated guest portion of the show. A man going his own way is simply a man taking ownership of his life. A man rejecting this idea of what society says he has to be. And what society says a man has to be is not a bipartisan issue. Because both conservatives and liberals think men are just like pack mules, slaves. Women think men need to sacrifice for them, provide for them, do everything for them. And men are happy to do this. Most men are happy to do this in exchange for absolutely nothing. Maybe a kid or two that you sperm jack them into fucking raising, right? Because a lot of kids are just conceived against men's will. Sperm jacking. Because if there was a pill for men, or a way a man could just turn his ability to procreate off and only turn it on when he wants to, I think women would have to act a lot in a different manner. Their behavior would alter severely in a society where men had reproductive control. And that's all this is. It's about power, control, seizing the means of everything you want from men, and MGTOW's rejection of that. And I don't know. I can't help but be sympathetic toward it. Now, I am not a MGTOW, but I do have to explain. To reject society's role for you. I mean, isn't that what feminism is? Now, MGTOW has nothing to do with feminism because there's no legislative body supporting MGTOW. There's no super PACs supporting MGTOW. You don't have a judge in the Supreme Court that is a supporter of MGTOW. While there are judges in the Supreme Court that are supporters of feminism. Make it make sense when you compare the two. All right? Because you can't explain it to me like that. It doesn't work that way. There are feminist judges. There are feminist members of Congress. There are feminist members of the House. There are feminist legislators, or there's a feminist who's in the ear of the president, Ivanka Trump, who's a fucking feminist, right? So they have significantly more power than anybody who's ever identified as MGTOW. Nobody who's ever even thought of the words MGTOW has ever been near, you know, Congress or the White House, let alone sat in a seat in one of those offices. But y'all don't hear me. You've already got your insults lined up in your mind, and I'm just going to explain it to how I'm going to. So, why the fuck is it a crime for a man to take ownership of his life? To basically put himself first? What is wrong with people putting themselves first? I'm not endorsing selfishness in life, but at the end of the day, we have to understand we live in a society that's very toxic. Families aren't sticking together. Our society is overall toxic as fuck. But ignoring all that, you know, these MGTOW guys, all they're saying, at least, like I said, when you don't script the bottom of the barrel, the run-of-the-mill MGTOW guy is like, hey, okay, I did everything the society said do. Marry all that shit. And it didn't work out. It happens. Life doesn't work, you know, when it comes to your career, your dreams, and your aspirations, you have failed. You fail at that a lot. So, you know, to fail in a marriage is probably, it's going to happen. Sorry. But your society has set up an arbitration to which men are going to be punished for those failures. You can't fail at marriage. You can fail at your career. You can fail at pretty much anything. But you can't fail a woman. That's what the legal system has set up. And these MGTOW guys, again, the smart ones, are like, I'm not going to play this game. I don't feel I should take care of a woman because of her vagina. I don't owe her money because of her vagina. That's what the system says. You can call it sexist if you want. That's what these guys are saying. They're taking ownership, and they're like, I can retire in my fucking 30s. That is a lot of these guys. Now, I don't know if they're bullshitting or not. I have no physical confirmation because a lot of these guys are anonymous, which I don't blame them for. So they're anonymous, and there's a lot of them who've cited and proclaimed and actually have written books on the topic of retiring in your 30s and 40s. Because if you go 40 years without dealing with women, I hate to say, like monk mode, you're able to save that and procure that kind of money. And the only example I have to verify that is in my own life. The years when I was on quote unquote incel mode, I was still a grinder. I was still a go-getter. I would have 5 figures sitting in my savings account, just spending money to trick off on bitches. But imagine if I didn't trick any of that off on bitches. Imagine if I got into real estate or just stacked it all up and just fucking made enough money to just ghost and retire at an early age. which is easily doable, considering I was in the military and I could have just did the 20 and then fucking retired in my 30s and ghosted with a lot of money saved, because I truly do believe in minimalism. And the thing about minimalism is it's nearly impossible when you have a woman in your life. And that's not sexist, but there are very few women out there who can embrace women. I think it's impossible for the female gender, human females, to embrace minimalism. That's not sexist. I just think it's impossible. I can be proven wrong because this is an uneducated guess. But all that being said, the antithesis of MGTOW is to get away from society's bullshit. You're not a piece of property. Nobody owns you. Why should you have to listen and do what other people tell you to do? Why should you have to provide for people who don't want to ultimately provide anything for you? Because when a man has to go to a marriage, he's putting half of everything he ever will make on the table. Money. If he makes, like, for example, there was a lottery winner who had already been divorced and is getting sued by his ex-wife for half the money, if not all of it. And he'd already been divorced from the woman. So a woman thinks that ring means for life, you are my property. And I'm black, right? Spoiler alert, I'm a black person. So a woman claiming another human being as a piece of property is gravely offensive to me. And you see why a lot of black men don't get married. And I understand why not. Why the fuck would you volunteer to be a slave when our people, the people of my, who look like us, have already spent their time as slaves? And no thanks, we don't need to do that anymore. As a matter of fact, you can go back and dig in the YouTube sphere and see that most of the original MGTOWs were black men. Yeah, some alt-writers are in there, but like I said, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find those scum-ass dudes. But that's neither here nor there. That's what MGTOW is. Owning yourself, living your own life on your terms. That's it. Not your ad hominem bullshit. So, y'all can take that however you want. Again, this is a new series. I appreciate y'all sticking around. I tried to do a little bit something with the beats on this one. I think I'm going to change it up. Each little series will get its own unique feel to it. I know I'm not the best at this, but that's just how I'm going to roll with it right now. So, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. It is early Monday. And, man, just get through today. Mondays suck. So, y'all have a good one. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.